welcome to the RCI Business Report for Thursday, January 13th, 2022. I am Tova Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, on the regional government securities market, the government of Grenada's 91-day treasury bill auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform raised $15 million. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in a discount rate of 1.49%. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11.45. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8.88. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 7 advanced, 3 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TMT Index advanced by 3.42 points to close at 2,135. The Composite Index advanced by 2.29 points to close at 1,523.87. The Cross-Listed Index advanced by 0.15 points to close at 121.92. The SME index remained at 43.32. Trading activity on the first-day market registered a volume of 225,000 shares crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $3.3 million. NCB Financial Group Limited was the volume leader with 137,000 shares changing hands for the value of $1.1 million, followed by National Flour Mills Limited with a volume of 23,000 shares being traded for $44,000. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 400 shares valued at $12,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 49 stocks, of which 21 advanced, 18 declined, and 10 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 11.3 million units valued at over $45.7 million. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 4.1 million units, followed by Trans Jamaican Highway Limited with 2.2 million units and Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares with 1.9 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one unchanged as 226,000 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $13.6 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the sole security trading at 226,000 shares at $60. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.